Improved binary solution for the gamma ray binary 1FGLJ1018.6-5856, by B. van Solen et al. The gamma ray binary 1FGLJ1018.6-5856 consists of an O6V-F type star and an unknown compact object, and shows orbitally modulated emission from radio to very high energy gamma rays. The X-ray light curve shows a maximum around the same phase as the GEV emission, but also a secondary maximum between phases phi equals 0.2 to 0.6. A clear solution to the binary system is important for understanding the emission mechanisms occurring within the system. In order to improve on the existing binary solution, we undertook radial velocity measurements of the optical companion using the Southern African Large Telescope, as well as analyzed publicly available X-ray and GEV gamma ray data. A search for periodicity in Fermilat data found an orbital period of P equals 16.5507 plus or minus 0.0004 d. The best fit solution to the radial velocities, held at this new period, finds the system to be more eccentric than previous observations, E equals 0.531 plus or minus 0.033 with a longitude of periastron of 151.2 plus or minus 5.1 carat, and a larger mass function F equals 0.00432 plus or minus 0.00077 msun. We propose that the peaks in the X-ray and gamma-ray light curves around phase zero are due to the observation of the confined shock formed between the pulsar and stellar wind pointing towards the observer. The secondary increase or strong rapid variations of the X-ray flux at phases 0.25 to 0.75 is due to the interaction of multiple randomly oriented stellar wind clumps, pulsar wind interactions around Apastron. This was improved binary solution for the gamma ray binary 1FGLJ1018.6-5856 by B. van Solen et al.